Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Have a very interesting gentleman on the line right now. We're chatting with him because he has something very definitely to say about what our, for lack of better terms, foundation is, racial equality. But we don't call it racial equality. We call it total equality between all types of people, race, creed, or color, and also in terms of folks who, what I would have to say, are challenged mentally for whatever reason. You have spoken on this particular subject, Mr. Ashok, a number of times to the United Nations. Can you tell us a little bit about what you said?
I basically combined the issues of people with disabilities and people with impairments and people of color and what we deal with in America in terms of being otherized and fighting for equality in terms of representation and pretty much all aspects of what we have in media and otherwise.
Well, that's something that says a lot, actually. Al, did I interrupt you? Did you want to say something else?
No, go ahead, Frieda.
Okay. So, you know, we're looking at someone who is extremely accomplished and is also a survivor, to let the listeners know, of a brain hemorrhage at the age of 25. And he was left with bisected blindness, epilepsy, distorted hearing, transient amnesia, metal staples in his brain, and ultimately a carved skull, courtesy, as I read about you, brain surgery. So it's your accomplishments and what you've gone through are just amazing. And now you wrote a book, The Day My Brain Exploded. Could you tell us about that and why you wrote your book?
The Day My Brain Exploded is about my survival from a near-fatal brain hemorrhage, which occurred, shockingly enough, at my brother's wedding, right before the wedding. And it details my own recovery and my journal from the land of the dead back into the land of the living. And it's basically a story of resilience and a story of family and how my family stuck with me, and together we made it through. And I made it through, and I survived, and here I am talking to Dr. Frieda.
Well, I'm honored to have you, that's for sure. And you're someone who has no impediments at all as far as our listeners are concerned. You have intelligent and making a huge difference. Al, you know, I would love to take over, but I have to be courteous. So go ahead, Al, you can speak.
No, Frieda, you got it.
Well, you know, that you have been given a keynote address at the United Nations, the International Symposium on Cultural Diplomacy. What was that like for you to speak about these cultural differences on this international symposium?
Well, at the time it was very, very exciting because it was a voice that had not been told enough of a person dealing with the life of after having severe brain injury, because many people who survived are either dead or severely handicapped or have a lot of cognitive difficulties. So the fact that I was able to express what happened to me and my experience was really wonderful. In addition, in terms of racial equality, there are very few times, as far as I know, where the situation of the Indian American plight in this country is discussed, and I was really pleased that I was able to bring that about as well.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with your family, if you wouldn't mind. And the reason I'm asking you the question, it's a bit of a personal question, Rashuk, and the reason I'm asking you the question is I've been married for 45 years, and we have a family member who is, in a very real sense, in a similar situation. Tell me about the family support. That is so important.
The entire experience was very difficult from the beginning, from my hemorrhage, in which it had never, it was very difficult to find literature on what an AVM was, because you normally read about aneurysms or head traumas and things like that. But in terms of what happened to me, it was very hard to find out. So we had to search really hard to get a book and books on that. And in addition to that, so basically, it was a very, very long, difficult journey where they had to understand the difficulties and the differences that happened to me. The problem in my case, and in many brain injury cases, is that physically, on the outside, we look exactly identical to what we were. Whereas in the inside, we have changed so much. I like to equate it to a broken Christmas package, where it looks beautiful on the outside, and then you open the package and it's completely broken. And in that respect, I think my family dealt with it well. It's very, very hard for my parents to have seen the differences that took place. I was very, just emotionally, they were not prepared for all of my changes that happened. And the fact that they were able to go through it with me and we were able to form a team was really wonderful. If I did not have their support, I don't know where I would be at this point.
What's interesting about all this that is going on with you is that you continue giving and caring about other people and making a difference. And that's really the essence of who you are, and that's what stands out. So I was reading about you, and you had written something for a friend who was too intimidated to write about it. And that is that she was saying that publishers are now seeking out voices since the George Floyd incidents to hear stories about people who have suffered with their race as well. And we need more of that for sure. Do you have any comments on that?
I suppose my commentary is the fact that we, in George Floyd's case, you know, it's very difficult to understand what happened to him, but at the same time, it's the concept where lives, black lives don't matter, and then in many respects, the lives of the handicapped don't matter, especially those who have brain injury. We're not concerned, especially at one point, I believe Donald Trump had said that it was not that big of an issue regarding the brain injured survivors from wars, the soldiers, because we do not look that way. We do not look a certain way. I do not look like an amputee, meaning that I, you know, my arms are together, or both arms. And I think that what happened with people of color and the fact that we are, our lives are lessened in terms of what the police feel and all of that is pretty much a lot of what people who are handicapped feel, that our lives are not created the same or felt the same as other people's lives are. We have to work extremely, we have to work harder just to be part of the world in many respects. And all of the handicaps and deficits that I now face, it's you know, it's been very difficult in order to get that equality and to say that my life is just important as a life of an abled person.
Ishaq, we've got about a minute left here. I just want to kind of expand the discussion, if you don't mind. We are going to take a commercial break and go on with a second segment. You're a very knowledgeable individual, and you have a really interesting story, in my opinion, to tell. Frida and I are very involved in our foundation of equality. That certainly isn't just racial equality, but all equality. That's something that Frida deals with every day in her practice. That's something that I've dealt with every day, basically my entire life. I think the critical issue and the biggest contribution that we can make, instead of just sitting and complaining about differences, is to get society to simply work together and accept all people. It doesn't really matter that much. You have proven to the world, you have proven to all of creation, that you are a very worthwhile, valuable human being. And all of society really has to realize that. That's the whole purpose of our movement, sir, because it doesn't really matter. If you stand up and fight for yourself, which you have very definitely done, you are everybody's hero. Quick commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
So you have spoken a lot about, giving emphasis to cross-cultural issues, and you've spoken about race. What is the one message that you do speak about to emphasize what's going on in our country, because after all, there's so much happening today with this young woman that was killed in her home. That's what we're hearing about in the media. Who was right? Who was wrong? It's just happening all over again with the rioting that we have to be concerned about. And, you know, we have people like yourself on only because you represent more of what our culture is about than the rioters themselves. Police reform will make more of a difference than those rioters will. People are saying it's politically oriented. What is your take on this?
I consider it, I don't like the word riot. I would say the word protest is actually more important. People say rioting and violence is not the answer, all that peaceful protest is. I believe that it's hard to conflate what is peaceful and what isn't. It's a form of protest. I think the main thing is someone should be arrested and not murdered. So there you go. Right there you have something violent when something protests, something peaceful should happen. So people that are complaining about riots versus protests, I think there should be more of a complaint about the concept of someone should be arrested and not murdered.
You know, there's no question about that. What you're giving, in my opinion, Ashok, is you're just talking common sense. You're obviously a very bright individual. You're a very well-developed individual, for lack of better terms. Unfortunately, most people in our country are simply not using common sense right now. I mean, the tragedy with George Floyd was exactly that. It was a tragedy, and I agree 100% with what you just said. What I want to talk about, though, here, and kind of focus on, is you personally, Rashut, are a great example of not letting society beat you down. You have not only beaten the odds, you have done exactly what your creator put you on this planet to do. And society needs to realize that. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Native American, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're unchallenged or challenged. A little bit different, it makes no difference. You simply have to do the best you can. And you are exactly the kind of person, Rashut, that Dr. Birnbaum and I really valued discussing these issues with, sir.
Thank you.
We're looking at the fact that your book may be made into a movie, which that's very exciting. And the message that you're giving, research has shown that the happiest people actually have gratitude, and they're the ones that give to others. And you are an amazing example of exactly that message, that happiness is something that you can really have if it's intrinsically oriented. So I'd like to know about the movie, the message that you're giving, hopefully a movie that will be about you and not necessarily about what you've gone through, but who you've become because of it, and to give an example, and this is a large part of our show, defying all the odds and going ahead and being leaders in the field. And if you can do it, just imagine what excuses other people should not have. So I'd like to hear about that, what your hopefully impending movie would be, a message for our listeners today.
The message, I would say the message is to stay strong, regardless of what you're going through and all of the difficulties you're going through. And another aspect of my book that I've not really been able to talk is the fact that rather than crying, we should be laughing. We should remain strong, but at the same time, we should have a sense of humor. Now, not in terms of people being murdered on the streets, but I'm talking about in terms of an experience like mine. I could either have sit, and sobbed and cried about what happened and woe is me. But in a way, I turned it into a humorous situation, oddly enough, and that helped me out. I laughed a lot about what happened. I think you need to be self-effacing, regardless of what you face. And I think that that's pretty much what I would like to convey in whatever platform I'm able to do at this point, like radio, television, stage, whatever that situation is. I really want to convey the point of stay resilient and be strong and be patient with yourself and, more importantly, be compassionate with yourself. So many other aspects, many emotions, you should laugh, you should be resilient. But another issue that I think we need to learn is be compassionate to yourself. Understand that there should be patience. And in terms of how I feel, in terms of how many people who've had brain injury should feel, is that I am not the same Ashok. Ashok, I call him Ashok 1.0 and Ashok 2.0. Ashok 1.0 died the day that my brain exploded. I am now living at Ashok 2.0's life. And in a way, it's exactly like having two birthdays and two lives. And when you do that, you realize that the experiences that you had before have altered. And the way that my vision of what matters and what doesn't matter has changed. It used to be, you know, more in terms of I wanted material goods. I wanted all of that kind of stuff. That matters the most. What matters the most now is to give and to relay my truth and relay my experience in order to make other people's lives better.
Well, you're certainly doing an admirable job. There's no question about that. You know, I admire you more than you can imagine. I have seen your situation so many times, and it makes me so sad that we as society, and I'm going to call us the American society, only because that's the country that you and I and Dr. Birnbaum live in. We as a society need to stop putting up fences, start bringing fences down and working hand in hand with people like yourself, Ashok. Frieda, why don't you take us home? We got a minute, by the way.
You know, absolutely. We should all be reborn. We should all reassess where we're going. It shouldn't only take a tragedy to do that to us. Mm-hmm. And if we can think that way, just imagine someone like yourself who's making a difference. You are going to contribute in the same way any of us could contribute. You're talking about the radio. You're talking about having ambitions to make a difference with your speaking tours. Whatever that is that you're doing, we need to all reassess our lives and say, wait a minute, what is it that we have to do with the time that we have? You either have a choice, you can make a difference, or time will go by and you won't make a difference. So we all need a little bit of who you are.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump is expected to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court with Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the president only saying at this point that he has made up his mind. Barrett, a judge on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago, was a favorite to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy when he retired, but Trump went with now Justice Brett Kavanaugh instead. She has also clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from Notre Dame Law School. Senate Republicans have vowed to move forward with the president's pick before the presidential election, and despite several polls that say Americans prefer that seat to be filled by the winner of the election. A formal announcement is expected at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Thumbs up at the close on Wall Street Friday. The Dow closed up by nearly 359 points. The NASDAQ was higher by 241 points. The S&P 500 up nearly 52 points. This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 cases in Oregon has hit a record. The details from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Oregon Health Authority announced 457 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 3 new deaths, the single highest day reported in that state since the first person tested positive for the virus back in February. Cases continue to trend upward all week and had an outbreak of 79 infections at a place called Pacific Seafood in Clatsop County. Public health officials said the outbreak was first detected September 15th, but did not yet meet the threshold for public disclosure. The last time Oregon saw a similar spike in cases, Governor Kate Brown issued a statewide mask mandate for indoors and outdoors.
Two Amish brothers in Missouri who fessed up to having sex with their 12-year-old sister and getting her pregnant managed to avoid jail time. The Webster County Citizen reports the brothers copped a plea for 15 years in prison, all of which were suspended to keep them out of jail. The county prosecutor said the boys would have been eaten alive behind bars. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up KER Politics, talking about America, making America a more equal environment for everybody. We are speaking right now with Vernon Jones. Vernon is a Georgia State Representative, elected official, and also the Chief Executive Officer of a company called the Henry Oliver Company. He's a graduate of North Carolina Central University. A very interesting man. This is a guy who has decided to make a difference in America with his God-given abilities. Like to hear more about what you're doing, sir.
Well, obviously you mentioned my record as a member of the Georgia General Assembly. I am currently spending most of my time working with the president's reelection. I'm a surrogate for his campaign. And as you know, we're down to about 40 days, but my focus has been on that. I do disagree with my party in terms of supporting President Trump. I am a lifelong Democrat, but I feel as though my party has taken a different direction, too far to the left, where they're not supporting of law enforcement, which is something that I hold near and dear. And at the same time, they're not denouncing a lot of the violence that are taking place by Black Lives Matter, Antifa. It's counterproductive, and I'm just disappointed that from Joe Biden on to the Democratic Party, that they haven't done more to denounce this type of action and make certain that it's unacceptable and not to be tolerated.
That's just an amazing story that you have, that you're open to look at what's going on in our country and how things are changing. So instead of the political parties, it's really what the decision making of each political party is today. Do you think we're creating some kind of illusion of racism in our country that's really an attempt to a Marxist sort of cultural revolution. What do you think of that?
Well, obviously, when you hear the group Black Lives Matter, all black lives do not matter to Black Lives Matter. At the same time, black lives target the nucleus of the black family, the black male. That is something that is detrimental to the black family and to the black race. We also see where, obviously, the Democratic Party and liberal media, they do not accept independent and conservative-leaning blacks or black men and women. If you don't fit a certain narrative, you're not invited to be on MSNBC or CNN. As a matter of fact, I look at the Attorney General in Kentucky. Yesterday, CNN packed this show with African Americans attacking this black Attorney General. And that's why I see the liberal news media using blacks to stand behind their own racism and bigotry. And when you see a Joe Biden who can say that if you don't vote for him, you're not black, that's about as bigot as you can get. But the liberal media and the Democratic Party plays that down. And so that's why I am and others are no longer part of that plantation where just because you're black, you have to automatically be a captive audience for the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party does not address African-American needs. That's another reason why I support Donald Trump. He has done more for the black community in 47 months than Joe Biden has in 47 years.
Mr. Jordan, I'd like to make one change, by the way. And the change, sir, that I would like to make is I want to give you two segments. I like what you're saying. I just want to hear more about what you are saying. So we're going to go from one segment to two segments. The first segment will continue to be 9 minutes and 25 seconds. And then I'd like to go on after that into another segment, which will be almost 10 minutes if you have time, sir. Could you please elaborate a little bit more on what you are saying right now?
Well, when I talk about the bigotry within the Democratic Party, they talk about a party of a big tent. And they are diverse in terms of color and race and gender and age, but they're not diverse when it comes to having room for independent, conservative black men and women. We're not supposed to think that way. We're supposed to be dependent on what liberals say. Let them dictate for us what we should believe and what we should think. As a matter of fact, it's the mentality where let us be responsible for you. Let us be in charge of you. And we'll even build your habitat house, but not in our neighborhoods. And so they really feel as though African Americans are not supposed to think. Here I am, a black legislator, 30 years experience in government. I know pretty damn well why I want to support President Trump over Joe Biden. Clearly, his track record, President Trump has produced results, but also what he's done for historical black colleges, what he's done for opportunity zone districts and prison reform, those are key things that made a difference in the black community. You know, the Democratic Party embraced certain conservatives, only quiet ones. For example, when former Senator Zell Miller, who's a Democrat, supported George W. Bush and spoke at the Republican National Convention, the Democratic Party was hashtag crickets. They didn't have a problem with that. But when me as a black man, I do the exact same thing as a black Democrat, then I am told that I don't share the values of the Democratic Party. I'm an embarrassment to the party. And I did no more than what other Democrats before me has done. But it goes to show you that I'm not supposed to be able to think independently. When blacks, when Democrats normally vote Republican, they're elevated and called Reagan Republicans. And it's elevated in good nature. It's just a big deal. But when a black does it, he's a sellout. He's an Uncle Tom. He doesn't belong. And that's the bigotry. And that's the racism in the Democratic Party. And when Joe Biden came out more recently and said that black people aren't as diverse in their thoughts, that tells you something. Just the whole history of the Democratic Party is race-related and based on bigotry. But they want to ironically accused President Trump of being a racist. No, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, is filled with racism. I remain a Democrat because I want to continue to pull that sheet off of their bigotry and their racism.
Well, you know, there's really this bottomless supply of evidence that Trump is not a racist. And as you're mentioning, the evidence is really on the other side. What do you think of that? Do you think that that's true about what they're saying about Trump?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that about Trump. But here's what's interesting. A young man from the University of Alabama, who's a freshman, was taking a mandatory lecture online. And they had, what's her name, Dr. Jane Elliott. And there she is on there. She's been paid, brought on by the student government. And she spent the whole time talking about what a racist Donald Trump is. And even related, or made mentions relating him to Hitler. Now, this is at a public university, being paid for by the funds from the student government and the university, and she wants to come and talk about President Trump being a racist. But why aren't people like me invited? And this is supposed to be their weekend of the week of diversity. So even at universities, and when you hear through the liberal outlet, you're hearing one side, and that is by design. CNN has never had me on their broadcast. Why? Because I don't share their narrative. And the one time that MSNBC had me on their narrative, on their broadcast, because I was telling why I support President Trump, the reporter immediately said to me, well, am I being paid by the Trump organization? Which is an outright lie, but it goes to show you that if a black is thinking independently, it's not legitimate. He's being paid. He can't think that way. Who's behind it? When in fact, we need to see who's behind Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is not, he's not running his campaign. He's not running himself.
Mr. Jones, I have to cut you off just for a second. And I apologize for doing that. I like very much what you were saying. We have to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Vernon Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics, talking about a very interesting, a very interesting man, Vernon Jones. He's a Georgia State Representative, and he's also the Chief Executive Officer of Henry Oliver and Company. I want to say one thing. I find your views on Donald Trump to be very, very interesting. From an editorial standpoint, I have to say I agree with you 100% of what you're saying. I guess what I would say at this moment in time, I'd like to get your opinion on what the opposition, and the opposition in this point, I don't want to call them the Democrats, because I have supported a lot of, I would have to say, very clear-thinking, hard-working Democratic candidates in the past. So I'm going to call them the progressives. I think the battle plan for the election in 2000 in terms of bringing in BLM, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, etc., and the Democrats seemingly condoning the huge violence that's going on in our major cities today. Do you have any comments on what appears to be the Democratic plan to win the election, to paint Trump as a terrible human being, as a racist? What do you think, Vernon?
Well, the Democratic Party has no message. They can't beat President Trump on job creation. They can't beat how you handle the world stage with foreign leaders and making sure they pay their fair share, holding them accountable. They can't beat the president, these small businesses, and what he's done with the tax cut, where more and more companies and individuals are investing and creating more jobs. They can't beat him on what he's done for the African-American community or the Latino community or the community at large. And so their whole plan is let's blame the president for destruction of going on in these cities. And what I mean by that is they are not denouncing this destruction. They think that this is what's going to defeat President Trump by the fact that they are burning cities, killing people, and they want to hide behind a white officer when they're involved in these shootings, when in fact those individual cases can handle themselves. You can get rid of the bad apples. But they want to see the burning, they want to see the looting, even of black businesses. And even when black people are being killed, there's been more people killed since Black Lives Matter started this foolishness than prior to that. And then they want to blame a lot of this on President Trump. Well, Trayvon Martin was under President Obama's time. That's when the looting and firing, firing and killing started. Go back to Mike Brown, Ferguson. So to try to blame that on prison is just disingenuous. But they don't have a plan. They don't have a plan for anything. And when you look at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they want to take a knee and wear a kente cloth, pandering to black people, thinking that's going to help them with black votes. They are furious that this president has done more to earn the black vote than any Republican or Democratic presidential candidate has in 50 years. They always had that black vote handed to them. But now you're seeing they're running commercials in black communities now they've never run before because they're afraid because blacks are waking up. But still, none of what they're doing is going to help them win this election. I truly believe that most people believe in law and order, and they see this president as a law and order president. Also, nobody can beat this president, and they see that this can help their 401k plan and help pay for their college tuition, their children's college tuition, and mortgages. So this president has done, again, more in 4 months than the Democratic Party has done or Joe Biden has done in 47 years. And I believe they're going to give him a chance to be reelected to finish the job.
Absolutely. I really agree with you. I mean, Biden did have 47 years to fix the racial divide with Obama. And do you feel, you know, we have this moral compass that was founded to us by our forefathers and certain beliefs that we will have a better country to come. Do you feel that this can be fixed? Do you feel that this racial divide that is going on today, less a divide with the white people and the black people, but really with the divide of racism with the police officers that is going on today, which is that they feel that way. We need to really change the way the laws are fixated on the police and really resolve different types of crimes that are being held against people who are thought to be criminals before they're even prosecuted. The question is, do you feel that we can have change? Do you feel that there will be a racial divide that will be eventually fixed?
Well, let's be clear. Slavery was a big sin, the biggest black eye that our country has ever experienced. And there are some remnants left over from that. But a lot of this has been infused by personal agendas. When you look at Portland and Antifa, there are no black people hardly in Portland. So what are they talking about Black Lives Matter for? When you look at Black Lives Matter, then why would they kill a former police chief in St. Louis, rob a business, shoot him down in cold blood? That's a black life. If Black Lives Matter, then the child, the one-year-old child that was shot and killed in a stroller in New York City and the eight-year-old baby girl killed in Atlanta, that had nothing to do with preserving black lives. That was taking black lives. That had nothing to do with systematic racism. That had to do with some people having their personal agendas. And these organizations are being funded by George Soros and others who are trying to destroy this country. President Trump, by far, is the last man standing between chaos and community. That's why it's so important to reelect him. And let me tell you, when the Democrats are talking about abolishing police departments and reducing the funds, if anything, police reform is needed. More training for use of force, more training to de-escalation. And you're talking about sending a social worker out to a 911 call, domestic call, which is the most violent call. Who's going to protect the social worker? That's just nonsense. So let's look at reform and adding budget, adding money to police departments as opposed to taking them away. And when you look across the country, these major cities, most of those police chiefs have been black, and they've quit. They've walked away. I mean, those officers have walked away. Why? Because it's a political agenda. And then for one of the city councils who voted to defund the police out in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken, had nerve to say we need more police and they need more police protection. And this actress who was talking about abolishing the police department, well, just recently she had to dial 911 herself or someone from her home to dial 911. Well, who would they expect them to get? Someone said Ghostbusters or they wanted a police officer? So the hypocrisy of this is just disingenuous what the Democrats are doing. And things are getting better. Things aren't perfect, but we strive towards a more perfect union.
Dr. Birnbaum, I'd like you to opine on this. Please watch the clock. Keep your comments down to about 2 minutes. It's all yours.
You know, we're talking about President Trump's agenda, about racism, about a better country for everyone included, and for hearing having the ability to have the honor of speaking to someone like yourself to help change our country to a better place, absolutely. So we're no longer sending jobs to other people overseas, and we're no longer giving handouts to underprivileged countries. We're trying to hone it in back to the people who need it in our underprivileged communities. So with this in mind, with our military being backed up financially more than ever, stronger more than ever, we have better trade deals. We no longer have to have arms deals for Iran that's resulted in peace between Arab and countries, nations, and Israel because Iran is no longer a threat. Do you feel that in the long run, with this racial divide and with the chaos that's going on in our country, do you feel in general that we will be in a better place because of this?
Vernon, I'd like you to... Vernon, before you answer that question, sir, we're out of time. We have to cut this in about 30 seconds. Excuse me, Rita.
Question. I'm so sorry. I'm so used to putting things in a question. This was really my statement. In general, because we have people like Vernon Jones on our show to let us see the significance of the facts in our lives and what will really make the difference economically, racially, with the divide, with our foreign policies in every direction, we will definitely be better off. Thank you so much for this privilege, Vernon, for being on our show.
Vernon, I'd like to get you back on the show next week, and I'd like you to elaborate on this question. Unfortunately, sir, we're out of time right now. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed KER Politics. Going to be back next week. Vernon Jones will be back on our show if he has time.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.